Hello and welcome to the Ladbrokes general election update. My name's William Gelder. On the phone I've got with me Ladbrokes PR spokesman Alex Donoghue. Alex, a frenzy of activity today down at Westminster for you in our political hub. And we've got news of a huge bet coming in and a huge show of support for Labour.
Yes, absolutely. We had been going quite a long time now for anyone to show any sort of noticeable support for the Labour Party in the betting markets. But straight out of the blue today, we were hit with a £50,000 punt on them to defy odds of 4-1 to win the most seats. So it's been one-way traffic for the Tories, really, all rates down. The punters were clamouring to get whatever they could on the Tories at really any price. And then out of the blue, London-based clients of ours decided to have £50,000 on Labour to win the most seats at 4-1. So that really spark things up today, and like I say, we're hopeful we can lay a few more bets on that as well.
Okay, brilliant stuff. And just to end, Alex, tell us what you've got going on through the night.
Well, I am in our political hub down in Westminster with our head of politics, Matthew Shaddick. We will be monitoring the markets that stay open all night, so that will be, of course, who will be the next Prime Minister or Prime Minister on the 1st of July. Most seats, if it all comes in, and most importantly, who will form the next government. They'll be updating live in real time. We'll be monitoring Twitter and all kinds of social media to see what's going on out of the seats and be updating people likewise when those big bets come in. And most importantly, as political geeks, we'll be very much enjoying the live election coverage, the swingometers and everything else, and hoping to win a few quid for Ladbrokes, win a few quid for ourselves, and most of all enjoy it.